Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban three fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobanka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on new porn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck can pull a truck, hug him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to Springsteen.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you're a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know
where mama at.
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Coming on the air a little bit late today. A little Panthers Columbus Day matinee. Big dub for the Cats in Beantown. Oh, I could do like a real sports thing there. Like that was really sportsy. That was like, hey, matinee, Columbus Day, big dub in Beantown for the Kitty Cats. What am I doing there?
I don't know. When you hit the Beantown, I was confused.
Yeah. Who did I become there? What was I channeling? Channeling Van Earl Wright from CNN. So we're on a little bit late today. Panthers, they actually needed that win. They had lost a couple in a row, and it's nice to own Boston, whether they're here or... I was watching the TV broadcast, and Goldie was saying, you know what? I would like to play all 82 games against this Boston team because they're just fun. Like, Boston just continues to try to muck it up and fight them, and it just isn't working. They won't play again till 2025. Like that was the last of the two before January rolls around. But that was another fun game. Nice victory by the Panthers. They go to 2-2 on the season, and fun little way to spend a Monday afternoon listening to a little hockey. Doug Plagans. It's just hockey. Just hockey.
That was pretty cool. But yeah, I love because they fight all the time and they get nasty. I like those games.
Boston enjoys scrapping with the Panthers. Panthers don't mind because they keep coming out with the wins. All right, so let's get back on track here. I'll start with the stock market report because it is after 4 o'clock. Stock market report sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Dow Jones starts the week up 201 points. S&P 500 up 44 points. NASDAQ up 159 points. So that's a good way to start the week. All this week on this very radio show, we will be giving away $50 gift cards to Twin Peaks. So just keep listening. Every day, sometime before 6 o'clock every day, we will give away a $50 gift card to Twin Peaks where you can watch some football and where they say the drinks are as bold as the atmosphere. Twin Peaks. That's a good prize. So a little extra something to tune in for all week on the program.
$50, that's a good time for real at Twin Peaks.
$50, Twin Peaks. You go there, you watch a little football or a little hockey, whatever, you know, it's just hockey. Mm-hmm. Whatever you're looking to kill a couple of hours, you got $50 to spend. You have the time of your life. Today's National Dessert Day. I was telling you all last week, today at Twin Peaks, they've got some great desserts on the menu. So,
yeah.
What is the greatest dessert? I'm not doing that today. I have a lot of Dolphin stuff to get to, and we got to get the headlines and back on track. But if I said to you, what's the single because we talked Friday. We listened to Solana with the Heat players about cookie cake versus ice cream cake. But if I said to you, what's the single greatest dessert? You can have one dessert, but one dessert only for the rest of your life.
I'll have to go creme brulee.
Oh, my God. I mean, literally the worst answer ever given. You can have one dessert for the rest of your life. So if you're going to sit in front of the TV late night and you want a little something sweet, every night for the rest of your life, you're going to have creme brulee?
Hey,
I'm walking off the show if you maintain that these are. I am literally walking off the show. You guys are going to do an hour and 45 minutes without me. If you maintain that you want to have creme brulee for the rest of your life as the only dessert, I'm out of here. I give you one more chance.
Bananas Foster.
the dumber answer.
You're telling me every day there's a little guy next to my couch making Bananas Foster every single night?
Because I like cookie cake over ice cream cake. But if you tell me I can only have one dessert for the rest of my life, it's ice cream. Of course it's ice cream. Ice cream's the best dessert anytime, anywhere.
It is very limited.
What? 31 flavors at the old places from the 70s.
Okay, general cake.
Cake. I'm a big cake guy. I do like cake. I was at a wedding on Saturday night. They had a donut bar. It was fantastic because it wasn't like chintzy little donuts. These were like, you know, Moho donuts or like, you know, some fancy place. But like, they had some of the basics too, just maple glazed, vanilla glazed. I mean, just it was great. It was great.
Have you been to Topgolf?
There's a Drive Shack by me, so it's like a Bobo Topgolf.
Topgolf has these donut holes that are kind of hollow in the middle, and they give you a syringe of chocolate hot syrup, strawberry, and some like vanilla frosting, and you can stab the donut hole, shoot whatever flavor you want inside, and now it's like a little Billy jelly donut with whatever flavor you want. Oh my goodness, stupid good.
Yeah, too much work.
You went to a bar to have somebody make you a donut.
I didn't go to a bar. They had donuts all over the place. It was a donut bar. All right. Solana, real quick, before we get to headlines, best dessert. Today's National Dessert Day.
Right, yeah. Just give me a tiramisu.
See, that's the benefit when Solana gets 5 minutes to prepare. That's what he comes up with. Tiramisu. I'm not biting. Go ahead, Jimmy. Jimmy, what's the best dessert?
Oh, give me a good cupcake.
Cupcake, you say? I mean, truly the worst dessert. I hate everybody on this show. Solana high fives, Jimmy. Like that's exactly what they were looking for.
But you know, a little upscale dessert, a little tiramisu. Look,
I don't mind a tiramisu. I love Bananas Foster. I don't mind creme brulee. But if I said to you, what's one dessert you can have for the rest of your life? I mean, you'd get tired of creme brulee in three desserts. Ice cream, ice cream is always in your freezer. DJ Khaled has a freezer devoted just to ice cream.
Hawk, I've had mango creme brulee. I've had chocolate creme brulee, vanilla creme brulee. So you want to go flavors. You can flavor up any creme brulee as well.
It's very versatile.
So you want bowls of custard at night, huh, Gramps?
With the little burnt sugar on top.
Yeah. Bowls of custard. You like a little thin bowl of custard for your dessert.
I call it creme brulee.
All right. You call it custard. Thin bowl of custard for my guy here, Crowd.
It checks all the boxes, too, because with ice cream, I mean, you're just getting ice cream. But with creme brulee, you're getting some custard, that succulent custard. But then you're also getting the crunch on the top when that thing is flambéed.
I mean, you
could
have anything in ice cream. I mean, you could have a brownie in the ice cream. Like, you could have cookie dough in the ice cream. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? So put something crispy in the ice cream.
I mean, you gotta break that shell. It's like an accomplishment.
All of you are going to be miserable for the rest of your lives. And I'm going to be sitting there eating pints of ice cream all night long, and you guys are going to be sucking down your burnt custard in a tiny little dish. Have fun. your rum-soaked bananas, and some guy standing next to you on the couch.
Tyrone, more bananas Foster.
All right, let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Just a disclaimer for anybody wondering, since you mentioned ice cream, I went to Häagen-Dazs last night, and they don't have oat or almond milk for their milkshakes. A little disappointed. I'm paying for it today.
Are you lactose intolerant?
No, I just prefer non-lactose milk.
Interesting.
How are you paying for it?
Let's just say I miss parts of the Panthers game.
So you're lactose intolerant. So
you're lactose intolerant.
No, I'm not lactose intolerant.
Sounds like you are.
I can drink milk, but in small doses. And when I do drink milk,
what possessed you to go get a milkshake last night at Häagen-Dazs?
Weird.
Why is that weird?
Because if you go to Häagen-Dazs, get an ice cream. You get all cutesy with the milkshake.
I like the milkshake at Häagen-Dazs. Caramel cone milkshake.
Well, it doesn't sound like you do. You were on the toilet all day.
And if you have to regulate the amount of dairy you eat because it makes your stomach hurt, you're lactose intolerant.
I don't think that's how that works.
Why not just get a nice dish of ice cream or an ice cream cone? You're in an ice cream parlor.
I realize that, but I like their milkshakes.
Well, again, I'm going to disagree with you.
But it's on their menu, Hawk. It's on their menu.
No, I know it is. I know it is. Dairy Queen has hot dogs on their menu. Go get a hot dog there. I'm just saying, if you go to an ice cream parlor Sunday night, have an ice cream cone like the rest of the world.
Oh, I'll never order an ice cream cone anywhere. Miss me with that, unless it's a waffle cone.
Man, every time y'all say Häagen-Dazs, I just think if I could have been a setup man with old Randy.
He had a chance to get into Häagen-Dazs, ground level.
They came to all the Dolphin players back in the day and asked, do y'all want to get in on this ice cream company? And Randy's answer was, ain't nobody paying $4 for no pint of damn ice cream.
Well, you misjudged that one.
I could have been a Häagen-Dazs baby, living on the hill.
Guess what? I paid $18.33 for an ice cream cone and a caramel cone milkshake last night. So, Crowder, you missed out.
I'm sorry. You had a caramel cone milkshake? You had an ice cream cone milkshake?
Yep, caramel cone milkshake.
Miss you with the ice cream cone unless you mash it up so I can drink it.
You guys also missed out the fact that I was asking for oat milk in the milkshake, but the ice cream is already made with milk.
Right.
I think it's made with cream. Yeah.
Anyway, give us the headlines. I don't know what's happening here.
There's actually some big news today, and I would like to send my condolences to Brendan Tobin, because he had to cut up Mike McDaniel press conference today, the Mike McDaniel press conference, after 7 days off from Mike McDaniel. I mean, can you imagine just the rambling nonsenses from this guy?
Mike McDaniel had a lot of thoughts burbling up.
He hadn't slept in 5 days. He was ready to go.
Tobin sent me a text, 6 minutes on why the bye was important for this team. Could you imagine?
Let's break down what bye means. Not like bye, hi bye, but.
I thought about it this week. Bye, B-Y-E. Well, A, B, C, D, alphabet. That's how his head works.
All the letters.
Well, he confirmed Tua is going to play football again this year. He said that.
Yeah, not a surprise, but nice to hear it officially, I guess. Or not nice if you were rooting against it.
Arizona game.
Is that the one after Indy?
Yep.
That's the one he's eligible to play in, sure. And I think that's the one he's playing in.
So he wouldn't say if when his practice window opens up, which would be after this Colts game on Sunday, if he's going to practice. That's when he's eligible to come off IR. He wouldn't confirm that, but he did say that Tua continues to receive positive feedback from neurologists, and the process is going to continue into this week. He's set to meet with doctors again this week.
Somebody asked me Why doesn't Tua wear the little bubble guardian helmet?
He should.
You embarrass yourself.
Wait a second. You're the one who had this whole thing about I'm really worried about him and I would prefer he doesn't play. So you would prefer that he doesn't play rather than wear an extra big helmet?
I think I presented that incorrectly on my opinion. I think he should wear it. The reason he's not going to wear it, because you're embarrassing your damn self because you look silly.
Someone's wearing it this season.
And there, it's a whole deal, whole ordeal every time somebody sees it. Yeah. I did a whole interview about it.
I don't even know who it is. That's how big a deal it is. We don't even know who it is. Someone's wearing it.
Tua starts wearing it. Now it's just accentuating the thought of him having a little weak peanut. He should, but I don't think he will.
He should. He definitely should.
Yes.
He could be a trailblazer in the NFL if he starts wearing it and is outspoken.
The NHL guys used to, I mean, they used to make fun of the guys who wore helmets because it used to be optional back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Remember Wes Welker was one of the first ones that wore the Revolution?
Yeah. Yeah.
People were killing him about it. Now everybody has a Revolution.
Yeah, that thing was giant on his frame, though.
Yeah, Wes the size of a wine bottle, and he had that big-ass helmet on.
I will say, though, Hawk, watching old-school NHL highlights, even the goaltenders, the goalkeepers weren't wearing masks. Man, there's something badass about that stuff, man.
Is there something badass about that?
Yeah. I mean, this Phil Esposito out there, he didn't need a damn face mask. Just hit him in the face. I dare you. He's going to spit out a tooth and keep playing. Flacco ended up starting for the Colts. They won 20-17 against the Titans. This Will Levis is a disaster. They're 3-3, but Shane Steichen said today, the head coach of the Colts, that Anthony Richardson is going to play Sunday if he doesn't suffer any setbacks. He's dealing with an oblique injury.
All right. Dolphins, I think, are 4-point dogs right now. That was the opening line. I don't know if that'll change if it's not Flacco.
I am praying that Anthony Richardson plays because we have a better chance to win without Flacco on the field.
I agree. I think Flacco would carve them up.
Mm-hmm. It's really, he's going to make mistakes. Flacco goes in there, makes all the right decisions, doesn't lose the game. It's why he win when Flacco's in there. I hope Anthony Richardson please feel better. Even though he's a Gator, I love him to death and know him. No, the Dolphins have a better chance to beat Anthony Richardson than Joe Flacco.
3.5 right now on the Hard Rock app. Dolphins, 3.5-point dogs.
Flacco should still be starting somewhere in the, like, he shouldn't be a backup, right? He's better than half the guys that are starting in the league right now. At least it looks that way.
He's looked all right since he came in. Who did he come in for last season?
The Browns,
yeah.
And last year he had a five, what did he win, like five in a row when he came in?
Yeah.
Browns,
he's better than Will Levis. He's better than everything on the Browns. He's better than anything we're rolling out there right now.
Oh my God. I mean, he would be head and shoulders better than anything we've trotted out there.
Yes. So to your point, I don't know, because probably his age, nobody wants to give him the keys to a franchise.
They need to find out about Anthony Richardson. They spent, it was a first-round pick, right? It was a surprise first-round pick.
Yes.
Yeah, so they can't.
Two,
like,
or three?
Yeah. You can't stunt your learning about Anthony Richardson to give Joe Flacco more games. It just doesn't make any sense.
But a team like the Steelers, I mean, I know Justin Fields is winning, but that's because T.J. Watt is forcing turnovers. Imagine if the Steelers had Joe Flacco. There's a number of teams you could say that about them. The Giants.
I don't know. I watched the Steelers last night or whenever I watched them. They were fine.
Yeah. Very, very elementary offense, though.
Yeah. But, I mean, they put up a decent amount of points. Again, half of them come on defense, but
it's something I say. And I always say it. If you're a backup, there's at least 32 guys better than you. Flacco's an exception. Flacco's better than some starters in this league.
Yep. So the Panthers win. They'll play again tomorrow night. And their road trip, the Miami Heat beat the Pelicans yesterday. Nail-biter down the stretch. First time we saw Terry Rozier, Tyler Hero, Jimmy Butler, Nikola Jovic, and Bam Adebayo out on the floor together. That's the expected starting five. And they were a +2 in the minutes that they played together. They're going to host the Spurs tomorrow night. And, gentlemen, it's looking like, not official, but it's looking like Victor Wembanyama will play tomorrow in Miami.
Mm. All right. Interesting.
Mm, I like it.
It's all preseason still?
It's still preseason, Ock.
All right. Then so I don't
we'll care. We'll see him versus Khalil Ware, who Solana told me Khalil Ware is the new Wembanyama.
Well, not exactly in those words, but
That's what you told me.
Ryan Windhorst had some very nice things to say about Khalil Ware.
See.
It's Pella Larson yesterday. Remember Eddie House? He showed you had the big you-know-whats. It's Pella Larson. He's got him. I'm telling you right now, man. Step to the line, hit two free throws to ice the game. He's got him. Just remember.
Okay.
What you told me about Khalil Ware.
A couple college football notes. We could talk more about the NFL, but the Gators did lose to Tennessee, and Graham Mertz out for the season with a torn ACL. So it's going to be your boy DJ as a starting quarterback for the rest of the year.
I don't like that Graham got hurt, but you know I didn't believe in Graham healthy. So I just think it's good to have DJ. It's kind of what Hawk just said about Anthony Richardson. Why Graham Mertz is Joe Flacco. Let's put in DJ Lagway. Had a couple good drives, made some dumb mistakes, had a turnover. They competed with Tennessee. At least we're competing
Florida
with
covered.
People now.
I mean, they were big underdogs. They covered.
That's the thing. We're competing with people now. This damn Billy Napier is about to run me hot. He's losing games with play calling. Oh, bubble screen left. Bubble screen right. Bubble screen right again. We got him this time. Throw the damn ball, boy.
I was watching overtime on my phone at the donut bar.
That's what bar you were hanging at?
I'm the worst guest at any wedding. On my phone, hammering donuts. Which is totally removed from the party.
Oh, you want a shot? No, you want a crueler? What?
Yeah, I don't know what to make of the Canes, Hawk, honestly, because they rolled over the Gators, but the Gators kind of look good. As Crowder said, they're competing against SEC schools. But
this Louisville game is very interesting to me Saturday because the bye week, sometimes you don't need a bye week. Sometimes a bye week, I think, can be detrimental. I'm a little nervous about Saturday's game.
Y'all are playing with fire. VTech and Cal?
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Let's have a faster start. That's what I think the Canes need.
And the FSU game is going to be 7 p.m. 7 p.m. prime time.
Aren't the Canes like 0-5 coming off of byes in the past 5 years?
I don't know. That wouldn't surprise me, but yeah. I have no idea.
Yeah, I think I read that somewhere. But yeah, I mean, USF, who kind of hung with the Canes, I know they ended up winning the game by double digits. USF lost to Memphis 21-3. They're 2-4 now. They're not very good. So I don't know. I don't know what to make of the Canes. But UM at Louisville Saturday will be a noon kickoff.
All right.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It's another normal October afternoon in South Florida, but there is a cold front that's forecasted to move in like Wednesday-ish. So lows expect them in like the 60s, high 60s, low 70s.
Yeah.
Wednesday through Friday. That's your
40s in North Florida. 40s in North Florida.
We got to go fishing.
All right. Jimmy, he's talking to you.
No, Hawk, the first cold snap in Lake O, the crappy crank up, and then the sailfish move in.
Sorry, but to go on a boat with you and the weather's cold, knowing that you're going to have creme brulee as the snack, I'm out. And for those reasons, I'm out. All right, don't go anywhere. We got a lot more to get to. We're only on for an hour and a half because the Panthers game, so we're going to jam in a lot in the next hour and a half.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Here's some cojones, boys! Wow!
Hawk and Crowder.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You talk about the Hard Rock Bet app, and I'll get everybody updated on how we're doing. But you've watched, you know, first few weeks of football season play out. Maybe you haven't tried your first bet yet on Hard Rock Bet. I hope you will. Remember, if you don't win your first bet on the app, you get up to $100 back for a second chance. It's a bonus bet placed right into your account. So your first bet up to $100 is essentially risk-free. And you don't have to make straight bets on who wins the game. You can bet prop bets, who's going to score a touchdown, how many passing yards a QB will have, bet on the division races, MVP for the season, so much more. Like, I'm watching the Mets-Dodgers game right now. You know, you can live bet games. So let's say you miss, it's the top of the second right now. You miss the beginning of the game. Well, you can live bet the game right now. That's the beauty of the Hard Rock Bet app. Then we get into the heart of conference play. Don't forget that you can bet on all the college football action as well. If you're not sure what to bet, you're new to it. Hard Rock Bet shows you all the most popular parlays and props and picks that other people are betting across the app. And then you can tail those trending bets in just a few taps. I tailed a trending bet yesterday. I bet the Bengals to win the game and Joe Burrow to throw for over 250 yards.
Mm.
So I tailed the wrong trending bet because he threw for about 215, maybe 215, 220. I mean, what are you going to do? But regardless, all you have to do to get started is download Hard Rock Bet at the App Store or Google Play Store or go online to hardrock.bet. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT.
I lost Jamar Chase over receiving yards by 4 yards.
I'll beat you on that one.
In the middle of the second quarter, he dropped a wide open crossing route that he would have got 15 yards on.
Speaking of that, this dummy Ryan Sense, who owns Funky Buddha, gave me this ridiculous bet yesterday, and it goes, you're welcome in advance. Ladd McConkey over on receptions and receiving yards. So I go, well, who's Ladd McConkey? Do you know who he is?
A tight end for somebody.
I think he's a receiver.
He's a receiver.
You know for whom?
Man, I want to say the Chargers, but I don't feel
confident.
Yeah,
I think it is the Chargers.
Or the Rams.
The only reason I've heard his name was because Key and Peele did one of those NFL names, and they called him Ladd McConkey or something like that.
So Ryan texts me. He's like, Ladd McConkey. Oh, so I parlay Ladd McConkey over on receiving yards, which was, let's see what it is, like maybe 40 and a half maybe, and over on receptions, and it was 4.5. I hate this bet more than anything. Hold on, I'm pulling it up.
I got you, Hawk. Yeah, it was over 4.5 receptions, and the receiving yardage was over 47.5 receiving yards.
So he ended with 4 receptions and 43 yards. So that neither one of them covered. But like you were saying about
Jamar Chase dropped a wide open crosser.
Jamar Chase, the last pass that was thrown to Ladd McConkey, and it was a little bit behind him, but it was catchable, was a good 10 yards over the middle, and he just dropped it. And that would have given me the parlay. But beyond that, I had a worse beat. The morning game. Now, I bet the Bears +1 that I laughed all the way to the bank. I had a nice little heater going over the weekend, but I bet a parlay. It was the 9:30 in the morning, you know, London game for the Bears Jags game. I parlayed Caleb Williams over 20.5 rushing yards. Okay, he ended with 56. Parlayed that with Trevor Lawrence to throw an interception. Mm-hmm. He did, not his fault, but he did. And the final leg of the parlay, Rome Odunze over 40.5 yards receiving, ended with 40.
That was tough.
To lose that parlay by a half yard receiving. And let me tell you, that half yard receiving, it's where the ref places it. I mean, that easily could have been 41 receiving yards just as easily as it was 40 receiving yards. So everybody download the Hard Rock Bet app.
It's a lot of fun. I got 18 bets on tonight's game.
So tonight, you know, we have this football picks pool our old friend Larry Glick runs. And there's $750 in the pot. My son DJ went 13-0 in the games yesterday, including, but so did four other people. Nice. So DJ, to win the pot tonight, needs Buffalo and the score to be 49 or more. And he gets the pot by himself.
$750?
Oh. $750.
I'm riding. I'm cheering. I'm cheering like I played for Buffalo.
13-0 he went. 13-0.
I'm cheering for DJ to win now. That's Buffalo impressive. 49 plus.
Buffalo, yeah. And now the over-under is 40, I think. Like 40 or 40 and a half. But he needs 49 or more, and the pot is his and only his.
Yeah. Two good defenses rolling out there today, and Aaron Rodgers is
I don't know. I am so torn on this game. I mean, obviously, I'm rooting for him. I may hedge it for him and just bet the Jets to win outright just in case, because he needs Buffalo to win. If the Jets win, someone else wins. But I don't know. It's like you'll feel silly betting against Aaron Rodgers when he has a game that he throws for 375 yards and looks like Aaron Rodgers. I just don't know if he can do it in this offense, whether it's Nathaniel Hackett or whoever's calling it.
Are we waiting for Aaron Rodgers to have an Aaron Rodgers game?
Mm-hmm.
And there are they left in him? Like that?
He can't go 17 games without one, can he? He can't go 17 games without having one. Michael Jordan with the Wizards would put up a game every now and then where you go, oh, my God.
No weapons. I mean, no, he has weapons. No offensive line, no time. He can't move anymore. Josh Allen's going to go crazy. Josh Allen's going to Josh Allen.
You like Buffalo tonight?
I do. And I don't, yeah. That whole, like the, I know we saw the Dan Campbell game going, what, we went up to New England and beat him because it was Dan's first game after it. I don't know if Bruce Ulrich is going to do that for the guys. Like, you know, offensive coordinator change, they fired or they demoted Nathaniel Hackett. How much does that change? I don't know if that emotional boost really means as much. And Buffalo is just a better team. Been that way for 6-7 years.
What's the line tonight, Solana? Do you know? Is it like 2.5 maybe or 3?
I think it's Buffalo 2.5. I'll double check. I will just say that the New York Jets this season have only scored more than 20 points once. It's down to -1.5. Buffalo's -1.5. Wow. They've only
people bet the Jets.
Yeah. They've only scored more than 20 points once. Two times this season, it was against the Tennessee Titans, 24-17. We know the Titans are bad. And then the following week against the Patriots, 24-3. We know that the Patriots are bad. So anytime they played solid competition, the Vikings, the Niners, and the Broncos, they lost 10-9. They haven't been able to move the ball and put up points.
Who are you betting tonight?
I still have zeros across the board on the Hard Rock betting app since Skylar Thompson screwed me out of a mortgage payment. So
listen, as any new homeowner would attest to, it's hard to gamble freely when you're going through all the renos and all that stuff. So totally understand. All right, we got to take a super quick break because we're in an abbreviated show today. Mets, by the way, are up 6-0 now on the Dodgers. They were up 2-0 when this segment started. They're up 6-0 right now. Still the second inning. Quick break, and we're going to come right back after this.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You, Brooks Koepka!
Hawk and Crowder.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
By the way, I haven't mentioned yet this afternoon, not that we've been on very long, but WQAM is supporting Neighbors for Neighbors and their Hurricane Milton relief effort. So if you'd like to donate goods, including generators or tarps or yard waste bags, canned goods, you could please drop them off at Global Empowerment Mission Headquarters in Doral. And if you want info on how you can help, just go to WQAM.com. There's a big banner right there on the website. When you get there, we appreciate your support. And if you want to help, again, just go to WQAM.com and you will see all the info right there. Mets are leading the Dodgers 6-0 in the bottom of the second. And now it's the end of the second. Second inning is over. And I like the Dodgers. Did you bet the Dodgers in the next game?
I was riding out with the Dodgers last series. I didn't bet them in the first one.
Yeah. I like the Dodgers. I like rooting for the I like rooting for this Dodgers Yankees potential World Series matchup. That would be fun. So in the 5 o'clock hour today, we will get headlines. We will do 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. And you know what? Why don't we give away the Twin Peaks gift card right now? How about we do that? I was going to tease it, but now I'm thinking we'll do it right now. What caller number do you want to take? Twin Peaks, obviously. Today is National Dessert Day. They have great desserts at Twin Peaks, but I'm guessing if you get that $50 gift card, it's more the ice cold beer that you're yes. going for. Watch a little football and have a good time. What caller number should we take for the Twin Peaks gift card?
Numbers of Khalil Ware.
What number does Khalil Ware wear?
Number 7.
All right. Well, they gave him Goran Dragic's number?
They did. No. Yeah.
They just gave him number 7. They just gave him the number.
Can't
7.
Believe they gave him the Drago's number.
Very controversial.
Yeah, I can see. All right, caller 7, 305-567-0560 gets $50 at Twin Peaks. There are 6 Twin Peaks locations in South Florida. $50. Caller 7, 305-567-0560.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I was a little late coming back here. Jimmy sent me out to the corner and get him a cigarette.
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. You can go to Funky Buddha tonight. And if you say the name Lad McConkey to any of the bartenders, they'll hit you over the head with a bottle and drag you outside.
Lad McConkey.
I have peppered Ryan from Funky Buddha with texts on some very foul derivatives of Lad McConkey since that Chargers game.
Put your money on Lad.
Can you imagine? I made a prop bet parlay on Lad McConkey, a guy I'd never heard of, because the guy, Ryan Sense, who told me Mike Gesicki 2 seasons ago was going to have a breakout first game for the Dolphins because they were hiding him during preseason.
Yeah.
That's the guy I listened to about Lad freaking McConkey.
You know mine, Spencer Dinwiddie. That's who I lost my mortgage on one time. Dinwiddie's going crazy tonight. He's been on 9 teams in 4 years.
Well, if you want to go to Funky Buddha tonight and watch a little Monday Night Football, it's a great spot to watch. Place was jammed for Panthers game this afternoon. And Dan Day will be there tonight hosting trivia. Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. Always a fun spot. I did live bet the Dodgers during this commercial break. They're down 6-0 in the third. I live bet them at +700, little 10% profit boost. And, you know, we'll take a flyer. I'll watch the end of the game now, see if the Dodgers can mount some sort of comeback.
They got some bats now.
They have some bats.
Yes.
And listen, there's a lot of baseball still to be played there. So. See what happens.
I'm not trailing that one, no, Hawk. Love you.
Yeah, I don't blame it. I'm doing it for the sake of being open and honest with everybody, is to know why I'm a loser gambler, because I bet the Dodgers down 6-0.
Okay. I'm cheering for you, Bucko.
I appreciate it. I can't even understand the graphics on the broadcast. Does it mean the bases are loaded?
All the yellow. It got to be yellow.
Yeah, they're all yellow. Yeah, do the Mets have the bases loaded right now?
They do.
How many outs? The little
two outs. Two outs. But all the bases are yellow. Well, I need them to get out of this jam. Or else it's going to go up to like +1100. I may bet them again.
Double down. You're already in.
If you like him at plus 700, you'll love him at plus 1200.
Uh-oh.
All right, let's start. We have a very abbreviated show today. We only got on the air around 4:10 or so because the Panthers had a little Columbus Day matinee, and so we've got a couple hours to spend with you today. We're down to our final hour, the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. Let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Not only did the Panthers play today, they beat the Boston Bruins again. Big win for the Cats, who had lost two straight to begin their road trip after beating the Bruins to open up the season. Sam Reinhart put the Cats up once at 2-1, and then he put them up for good later on, 3-2. And then they would end up scoring a fourth goal, and then the Bruins would get a third. But Reinhart became the third player in Panthers history to score a power play goal and shorthanded goal in the same game multiple times. He joins Alexander Barkov.
Put him down, Knack! Put him down, Knack! Got out of that jam, Knack! Their pitcher.
Knack.
Knack. The big out, Knack.
Paddywhack.
That's right, Jimmy.
Here was Sam Reinhart's second goal today.
Gives to Patra, then Lindholm. Patra again, right side at the half boards. Reinhart took it away. Maybe a two-on-one coming back with Jesper Boqvist. Reinhart up that left side to the circle. Reinhart to the front of the net. Jesper Boqvist to whack at it. Reinhart, and he scores from out the top of the goal crease. It was Reinhart jamming away, and the Panthers get a shorthanded goal and take a 3-2 lead.
Ah, do I love the sounds of Doug Plagans on the radio, man.
He does have a good voice.
So the big news today in our football world, Mike McDaniel confirmed Tua Tagovailoa will play football again this year.
All right.
His decision.
Yeah, and it's not a surprise. And like I said last week, I don't believe Tua ever wanted to go on IR. I think they probably did it, said, we're doing this, you don't have a say in this. And again, probably the right decision. Gives over 5 weeks to 6 weeks, really, to make an educated decision and get all the proper information. But I think he would have been back sooner, left to his own devices.
I had this conversation too. DeMar Hamlin's heart stopped, and he's the one that hit Tua. Is that worse, better, more dangerous? Because a lot of people tell DeMar Hamlin to retire too.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, you could go down the roster. That Chris Olave went out with another concussion this weekend. Someone said that's his fourth in like two seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're not going to hear anybody call for Chris Olave to stop playing football. Maybe they are. I don't know. But I know it is exacerbated with Tua because, A, he's, I think, one of the most popular players in the league.
And
like he was super recognizable coming out of Alabama. Everybody felt bad when he had the hip injury. Like he's got a lot of notoriety with him, and it's happened to him before. So, but you could go down the roster of every team and say, you know what? This guy probably shouldn't be playing football anymore. This guy probably shouldn't be playing football anymore. I get it. It's a dangerous, brutal game.
I was watching the Bucks game. You know, I'm a Bucks fan. I'm watching Bucks Saints. I saw Chris Olave's injury. He goes up in the end zone. The guy, you know, throws him to the ground. His head hits. He sits straight up, shakes his head. He stands up, takes his helmet off. The trainers walk him off the field. He's talking to him. That was a concussion. He had a concussion. He's diagnosed with a concussion. Tua gets a concussion, and he fences up, and he lays on the ground.
No, it's different. It looks different. It feels different. It doesn't – when Chris Olave – when it happens to Olave, you don't get sick to your stomach. I get it. I watch Tua, and I get sick to my stomach when you see the hands in that fencing motion.
But you – Connor, and I give you credit with credit to do. You told me it's not on my personal opinion of how bad it looks. It's on the doctors to say if Tua's body – response to a concussion is different than Chris Olave's body response to a concussion. Does that make Tua worse, or does that make me feel bad about it? Because those were two concussions that happened on the football field. Chris Olave, I feel no emotion behind his concussion like I do Tua's.
Man, this Ohtani stinks.
I don't think that's
struck out again. I mean, hey, how about you make a little contact, Shohei?
Looking too.
I think he like drove in six. I think he had six RBIs the other night.
Well, why don't you get six tonight?
Hey, but to your point, man, Marvin Harrison Jr., I don't know if you guys saw this yesterday. He suffered a concussion. That was scary. I know it's not the fencing reaction, but he took a big pop, got up, and then stumbled back down to the ground. It was a scary scene and had to be taken off the field. But to your point, Hawk, like I'm not saying
the problem is Tua does that all the time, right? So in that one game, remember, he stumbled back to the huddle. That wasn't even a concussion, by the way. Like, I know exactly what Crowder's saying. It's like, people do get concussions all the time. His always seem to look, you know, like Marvin Harrison Jr., like it caught your eye because you don't normally see that. But what if you see it every season with the same guy?
That's yes. Yeah. If we looked, I guarantee there were 20, 30 concussions yesterday in the NFL.
Probably, yeah, yeah.
But we don't feel the way about those guys like we do about Tua.
Plus, he's our starting quarterback. We love him. He's got a great personality. Like, there's a lot at play here.
But, Hawk, if any of them were fencing poses, that would be on ESPN today.
Probably. This Dave Roberts, he's doing an in-game interview with Ken Rosenthal. Hey, how about you manage your team back from down 6-0 and worry about Ken Rosenthal later? Okay, Dave?
Don't we have a history with Ken Rosenthal on this show?
No, I don't think so.
Do we?
No.
We have people on sometime, and they're terrible or they hate us. I don't know if he's ever come on before.
No, I don't think Ken Rosenthal's ever been on. He's a legendary. You know, he wears the bow tie. He's a legendary baseball broadcaster. But no, I don't think we have any history with him.
There's an NBA guy that hates us. When I see him on TV, I shake my head.
Oh, the Pelicans guy.
Joel Myers.
Big light-skinned black dude. Oh, Myers. There was another one came on the show.
Who's the light-skinned black dude that doesn't like us?
He came on the show one time and we were joking around and he kind of like checked us. He was like, I don't know if this is the right time.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
Who was that?
It's funny. He's on ESPN at times now and I see him and I laugh every single time I see him.
I do remember that. Yep.
I don't know why this would be funny to you guys. Because it's funny. Like, we're laughing.
Everything's funny to us.
I'll get it.
Literally nothing that's not funny to us.
He just wouldn't laugh. He wouldn't play at any other jokes. We did two more segments on how much we hate him and he's boring.
Not Spiro Ditas, because he was just boring.
Spiro Ditas. It's not him. I gotta think of his name.
So the Lions rocked the Cowboys yesterday on Jerry Jones' birthday. You guys saw the videos of him in the suite just looking miserable. He also said today he's not considering a coaching change.
Yeah, I mean, you know, whatever. They got to get through this season and then make some tough decisions because they looked terrible. By the way, that Aiden Hutchinson, did you see him? Oof. He's done. Like, that was brutal. Yeah. He is so good, too.
But Mike McCarthy doesn't have a contract after this season.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the season will be over. They'll be done with him. Yeah. They got to figure out what they're doing with Dak. They just gave him a ton of money. I had something. I don't know if we'll have time to get to it today, but it was, I think CBS Sports did the 7 worst contracts in the NFL right now.
Hmm.
And obviously, Deshaun Watson. Is number one by a mile. And these are some other ones. And it includes Dak and Tua.
Hmm. I can, but is it all reactionary off what's going on with the team currently? Because you think about it, Dak.
Yeah, yeah.
Dallas got their butt whooped. Tua's out, and Deshaun Watson's terrible, and the Browns are terrible.
That's their point in the column. It's like you gave Tua all this money, and you don't know if he can remain healthy. Like, you know, it's nothing revolutionary. It's what we talked about before he had the contract, after we had the contract, before he was fencing, after he was fencing.
Because golf is worth it. All the guys that got paid are worth it if their team is doing well because the money is being paid off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whew. About Jalen Hurt. They don't look that good.
They don't look good. I don't know what his contract situation is, though.
He got a bunch of damn money, too. Yeah, no. I get it. Right now, there's no argument that Tua money is not being well spent as he's sitting on the sideline.
Omar Kelly wrote a column in the Sun Sentinel over the weekend that said, is the Tua – what is the – let's see what the headline was. Because I thought it was interesting. Are we approaching the end of the Tua era? Meaning, essentially, do you have to – let's say they have a decent draft pick. They kind of are trending that way. You have to kind of draft a quarterback. That doesn't mean the Tua era's over, but it means it's the ending of it because you're preparing for the next phase.
Can you
do Aaron Rodgers with a Brett Favre? Can you do this again next season?
No, they got to draft a guy. First round would be hard, but they have to draft a guy earlier than seventh round with Skylar Thompson.
It's not only this, though. I mean, they set the precedent, didn't they? If Tua does get a concussion, they're going to place him on the IR. How can you properly continue an organization moving forward not knowing whether your quarterback, A, is going to be healthy, and B, if he does go down, you're at least not going to be with him for 4 weeks every single time. I mean, that's why I think really the IR question, like, was it necessary? I understand the optics of it, but was it necessary? Because – man, they set that precedent
right now.
Now you've
set the precedent. That's a great point. Like, you can't do it for this concussion. And then if he gets another one after you thought it was severe enough to put him on IR for this one, he gets another one. You've shown your hand. Now you're the worst organization in the world if you don't put him on IR.
The fourth was bad. The fifth, he's okay.
Right. Yeah, you can't do that.
I did not take that into consideration with the IR thing. It took the pressure off of Tua to answer the questions, but now that precedent's been set.
Yeah.
Damn it. Yes, draft the quarterback.
So the Tua era is ending.
We got Cam Ward. We got Jalen Milroe. I don't like the little dude from Georgia. Some people like him.
Beck, Carson Beck.
I'm not a big fan.
Canes, by the way, speaking of Cam Ward, the game this Saturday is noon. Next Saturday, the FSU game, they announced today, 7 p.m.
Yep. A couple other NFL notes. You were bringing up Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. So they did beat the Browns. That game was tough to watch. Fans were chanting, "Fire Nick" at halftime, Nick Sirianni. And after they won the game late in the fourth quarter, picked up a crucial fourth down, or first down, rather, and he starts chirping at some of the fans behind the bench. They're making fun of him.
He apologized today, by the way, at his press conference. He apologized. Said he had told the team, bring the energy. He wishes he hadn't brought the energy against his own fans.
His press conference, he said, "I like when they cheer. I hate when they boo." Oh, huh, Nick? That's a
fair point.
Man, never heard that before.
The Ravens beat the Commanders, but I feel like I learned more about the Commanders in a loss than I did about the Ravens in a win. They're supposed to win that
game.
They're
legit. They're legit.
Jane Daniels is good.
Special.
And the Bengals, this is a Sunday night football game. They beat the Giants, another tough game to watch, 17-7. That dropped Daniel Jones, his record on primetime, to 1-14.
Ooh.
They don't
He's
even look at him in the huddle.
Primetime games in his career already?
It's the New York football giant
talk. Yeah.
In the huddle, they turn their back. He just talks to himself, and they kind of listen. Anybody else notice that? Next Giants game, watch. The offensive line has their back turned, and he just comes behind him and starts yelling. I don't like it.
Yeah, but Tua has his back turned to the entire team. He just doesn't realize it. Doesn't know who he's talking to.
There's more evidence. We find everything funny.
I don't like that joke.
Oh, we can't make concussion jokes now? I mean, come on.
It's a little much, Solana. I stand against that.
Hey, fellas. That's the goalpost. Oh.
We once had Jakeem Grant being kicked into the field goal upright.
Oh, he didn't have a head injury.
And somebody on the team was bringing him out in a baby Bjorn. So he would have fresh legs for kickoff return.
Can't imagine why that ESPN broadcaster got angry at us.
Marcus Spears? Not Marcus, but not Swaggoo, but is there another Marcus Spears? Or Marcus something?
Oh, Mark Spears.
Mark Spears.
You upset Mark Spears? That was before me. How dare you guys, honestly?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
From one broadcaster to another. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was Mark Spears.
He was on and he was like, guys, I don't know what's so funny. Why are you laughing at this situation? He just kept like telling us stop laughing and it just, I got mad.
Can't be worse than Chris Broussard waiting on hold while Hawk made fun of Marlon Shirley.
We were paying Broussard. It was okay.
Get that check.
Your weather from the DeMesman and Dover law firm called on.
We did. We paid it. He was a weekly paid guest.
Man. Now he's on with Big O. It's funny how that works out.
Is he?
No, but everybody else is. Oh. Is that what you used to pay? Your accident.
Bruce Garden, Ira, we're a packet.
YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7, 866-954. More. It's partly cloudy today, pretty sunny in South Florida. I'll remind you again, expect a cold front later this week in South Florida. I say cold in air quotes, but upper 60s should be nice.
Nice front.
A nice front.
And talk about Dave and Buster's, but I got to see Pete Alonso here, 3-2, two outs.
Uh-oh.
Fouled it off.
The polar bear.
Hey, way to fight. Way to fight, Pete. That's what you yell when they foul it off.
No, we want them to strike out at the Dodgers here, plus 700.
Okay, my bad. Damn, Pete. We have a pitch clock? Come on, what's going on here? They took it
away? Yeah, where is the pitch clock? Ah, just fouling them back. Hey, make a decision, Pete.
You fight.
This is what they would call a good pitch. AB.
Hmm. Make him throw you something you like. I know all the baseball yelling terms now with my son playing.
Put him down here, Banda. Oh, yeah, yay. Another foul ball. This is why nobody watches baseball. Game sucks. I'm selling my bet for $4. I can't watch this crap for another 5 innings.
Way to fight, Pete.
Wait for your pitch.
Wait for your pitch. Make him throw you one you like.
Yeah. Punch him out. Ooh. Yeah. Watch that one go by, polar bear. I'm still down 6-0, but they got out of the inning. Middle of the fourth.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hey, Google, swaddle Jakeem Grant.
Hawk and Crowder.
I'll give you 15 minutes of game day uncensored. It'll be abbreviated since we have an abbreviated show today. 15 minutes of game day uncensored, brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. David Fioronis, this was the update from the Dolphins today. I think Solana has covered it. Tua will be back. That's the idea, at least. A couple of notes. Practice report from David Fioronis in the Sun Sentinel. Dolphins running back Devon Achan was seen at the team's Monday practice in a red non-contact jersey. Coming off the bye week, Achan is now 8 days removed from suffering his concussion in the Dolphins' win over the Patriots. Participating in the day's drills but avoiding contact insinuates Achan, who turned 23 yesterday, is in advanced stages of protocol but still not in the fifth and final phase. Safety Javon Holland. Safety Javon Holland, who left the Patriots game with a hand injury, was spotted during a media viewing portion of drills with a cast on his left hand. I think you were saying when I said that he had broken a bone in his hand. You're like, yeah, just go out there and play with a cast on.
That's what you got to do. It's a hand.
Says, let's see. His football activity may have been limited, though, beyond stretching and working out on the side of practice. An injury report was not required to be released by the team today. Obviously, I think Monday they will. Fioronis writes, players not seen during media viewing were David Long Jr., Jordan Poyer, Emmanuel Agba, and Mohamed Kamara. So there's a couple of notes from camp today. We learned the line opened at Dolphins plus four. It was down to Dolphins plus 3.5 at the beginning of today's show.
The cast will hamper his ability to catch the ball and get interceptions, but he can still tackle. He can still cover. He can still run. It's your hand. Like, yeah, tape it up. I told you I had to play because I tore the tip of my finger off with a bowling injury and had to play a month and a half with a big club.
Well, there was a difference, though. You were playing for Nick Saban. He's playing for Mike McDaniel. Mike McDaniel's got a player first thing working. Everybody gets a piece of cake.
You better have I want to win first thing going on here coming up at this record going on.
Did you see Dan Campbell yesterday gave out game balls? So he gave out one game ball to Jared Goff. He earned it, but also he had missed it the week before. And then he gave another game ball. I forget who got the second one. And then Jared Goff said Dan Campbell should get a game ball because we did this in Dallas, team you used to play for. And it was, and then I just think about the Dolphins and they win a game and this Mike McDaniel. And I always talk about him like I don't like him. I really like him. I'm so glad he got an extension. I really like him. But it's enough with giving everybody on the team a game ball. It's just enough with it. It's not special anymore. You're costing Steven Ross an arm and a leg. We had to give up Andrew Van Ginkle because you gave out all these game balls. Like, just pick a guy. Just pick a guy.
It's probably cost about 12, 15 grand to give everybody a game ball.
That's crazy talk. Yeah. And how many wedding cakes did they buy last year? How many cakes? I mean, guys, nickel and diamond, Steven Ross to death.
I thought about you because I watched the post game with the Texans. And the Texans, D'Amico Ryan gave everybody a game ball.
He did?
And I was like, I like D'Amico.
What are we doing here? I think there's probably certain situations where an entire team deserves a game ball, no doubt. Certain situation. But I think Mike McDaniel does it for every single victory.
I told you, one of my entire game balls was 08 in New York. We beat Brett Favre to win the AFC East. And it was the biggest turnaround from 0-7 to 1-15 to 11-5. It was the biggest swing in wins, losses in NFL history. The whole team came together in 08 to figure out a way to get a 10-win swing. So I was comfortable with that game ball. There were some wins we had that I didn't play the best games around. I probably shouldn't have got a game ball. Hey, coach, thanks, but no thanks. Put it back on the shelf.
Even D'Amico Ryan's getting real cutesy. They beat the Patriots. Like, really? Everybody gets a game
Drake
ball?
Drake May didn't look horrible, by the way. Drake May looked pretty decent, I thought.
Yeah. He did. 20 for 33 is a nice throw. Hit sails, though. His balls sail. Watch. He's going to start throwing a lot of interceptions because I was watching the highlight. I didn't watch the game, but his balls stay in the air a long time.
Ah, so did mine.
I don't even know.
Hard Rock's offering me $10.57 for my Dodgers bet.
Take it.
Sell it. What if I told you I bet $3,000?
Take it.
Funny. Anyway, let's take a quick break. I'm going to remind everybody WQAM is supporting Neighbors for Neighbors and their Hurricane Milton relief effort. So if you want to donate goods, generators, yard waste bags, canned goods, you can drop them off at Global Empowerment Mission Headquarters in Doral. And for info on that and what they need, go to WQAM.com. Very easy. Just start on our website, WQAM.com. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and then we will wrap things up on this Monday right after this.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Opinion is the jungle between knowledge and ignorance.
Hawk and Crowder.
Solo ding dong for the Dodgers. Cut it to 6-1.
Hey.
Let's see what the Hard Rock's offering me now.
1073.
1168. How about that?
That was a 90-cent home run.
How about that? Way to go, Max Muncy. Making me money. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, brought to you by Funky Buddha Brewery. Head on out to Funky Buddha tonight. Watch a little Monday Night Football or enjoy a little trivia with Dan Day. He does trivia there on Monday nights. We had an abbreviated show today because the Panthers had a matinee in Boston. And so we got on the air around 4 o'clock, a little bit after. Didn't give me enough time to do everything I wanted to do today, but I do want to mention to you, Crowder, on this day in 1994, Pulp Fiction was released to theaters, 30 years old today.
One of the best movies ever created.
That's on your Mount Rushmore of favorite movies.
It's number one in life, honestly. I think that movie is just genius.
You love Pulp Fiction, Life. Mm-hmm. Avatar.
Yep.
Wonder what would be the fourth on your Mount Rushmore.
Ooh, my fourth. I didn't think about it. You hit those first three on the head.
Yeah, because you say those three all the time.
Oh my goodness, just genius movies. Harlem Nights is. I'm thinking I'd probably go comedy with the fourth one, but I'd have to really think about it.
Well, on this day, 1994, Pulp Fiction.
Shawshank Redemption is a hell of a movie.
That is a great movie.
That's something special about that one, too. You know what? Shawshank probably would be my fourth.
I couldn't argue that. Yeah. I couldn't argue that. There's nothing wrong with that movie, right?
Nothing at all. Just every level.
There's nothing wrong with it.
The acting, the storyline, the ups and downs, the surprises, the monologues. It's crazy.
And some celebrity birthdays today. Jared Goff, I mentioned getting the game ball. He is 30 today. Usher is 46. Heat legend P.J. Brown, 55, double nickel.
Legend, huh?
And your friend, Stephen A. Smith, is 57 years old.
Do you see him sitting next to Cam Newton and Shannon Sharp?
No.
He looks like a fourth grader.
That's funny because he's a fairly big dude.
He's tall, but his shoulders are tight. Like he's little. He's a small frame. So you're sitting next to Shannon and Cam. He looks like he's in elementary school.
Man. 57. I love him. I love Stephen A. Smith. I think he is so good at what he does.
He's very talented. And I've seen the switch on and off, which is even more impressive to me. And I've seen him chilling at his house. And then it's like, okay, camera's on. Let's go. Boy, y'all are.
Shohei's 0 for 2 with 2 strikeouts. I mean, come on. Come on, Shohei. Let's go. I got money riding on this. I mean, you know what I'm talking about.
He swings that bat so damn hard.
Popped out the first. Just swing a little harder.
Man, he almost falls down.
Anyway, we got to wrap things up for tonight. We are back, baby. Everybody knows my old friend Eric Nunez. He's the big boss in the 305. If he is involved in a car dealership, they are flat out winning because he sells for less, period. And he pays his employees the most, period. And based on national new Hyundai sales data, Doral Hyundai has become the number one Hyundai dealer in the nation. Others talk about it, but Doral is number one. Choose from the largest selection of Hyundais in the area with over 1,300 new Hyundais in stock. They also just broke ground on a new Subaru store in Doral and a new Kia store in Doral to go with the Volkswagen and Acura stores. I mean, we got action. If you know Eric Nunez, you know he'll have every one of these dealerships at the number one spot before long. He manages the entire Miami market for the Lithia Automotive Group, the number one automotive retailer in the nation. So go see my good friend Eric Nunez and his amazing team in Doral, because when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. All right, that is going to do it for us this evening. Larry Bluestein is coming up next. And then you got Monday Night Football on this radio station. I mean, we got action here, too. Things are happening. I'm off tomorrow. Josh Appel will be in. So everybody have a great and safe Monday night. Root for that Dodgers comeback. Root for the Buffalo Bills in a high-scoring game for DJ. And everybody have a great and safe Monday night. And I will speak with you el miércoles.
I'll take the hero, my Sue.
You need to need
that's all, folks.
You need to need.
Paff, paff, puss.
Take care, brush your hair.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.